guitarists, bitches. Welcome to Straight Up with Stassi. I have Brittany Cartwright Zooming with me right now. Brittany, I miss you.
I miss you too.
I miss you.
I miss you. I can't wait to see you.
I know. Wait, can we just talk about, so I'm looking at you right now and I actually am really, you've managed to make like your sweatpants cute. Like you've got
I tied up my shirt.
Yeah, it's like cute farm chic on top and then the sweatpants on the bottom. And that just like, that's like got me thinking because every day I'm like, oh my God, like when we're finally able to like go out again, do you think we're all just like gonna continue wearing sweatpants? Like what is it like to put on a cute outfit?
I will until I lose my quarantine weight, that's for sure. I'll be wearing sweatpants and leggings every dang day.
That's how I feel. I just like, I don't know what it's like to put on regular clothes. Like every day.
Can you imagine high heels?
Oh my God. Oh, I miss that.
I do too, but still, it's like, I can like imagine wearing them.
We should just start doing sweatpants, t-shirts, and heels out. I miss
just
all
to
my,
get used to it.
Yeah, I miss all the like the bedazzled shoes and like cute stuff like that. But like, I don't want to put on jeans. That's just not happening.
No,
that is not happening.
Not for a while. I think it's gonna be scary to from the very beginning. Whenever it's okay, I think it's gonna be scary for everybody to just rush out all of a sudden.
Yes.
So I don't even know if I'm gonna be like, "Ooh, let's party right away," or if I'm gonna like slowly emerge.
Yeah, no, I know, that's how I feel. Did you see yesterday? So a bunch of people tweeted me saying California is
July.
Extending it for 3 months. Is that true?
Was that confirmed? Well, I mean, I heard it from our lawyer. We have the same lawyer, so he's the one who told me, but he had just heard it that day, so I don't know for sure, but it was definitely on the news.
I don't know that I'll survive. Listen, Brittany, every podcast I do, I feel like I'm like depressing people because I've been depressed. This is the first week that I've felt like somewhat happy.
You got your beautiful house.
I know, but it's just, I can't, you know what I mean? Like, yes,
know,
I'm so glad
hard.
That I'm in my house, but like, it's just, I miss my friends. I miss going to the Grove. I miss just like working. I miss life. But like this week I feel like I've finally like, I'm like, okay, this is just what life is, so I need to just adapt. Like I need
it's
to adapt.
Hard because you wake up and you have no schedule. Like I try to make myself on a schedule, but it never works because then I stare at the ceiling until like 4 a.m and then I don't wake up until like 1 p.m the next day, and I'm like, what is going on? And all the days just start running together.
I know.
So I don't, it's weird, but especially like that last month, I'm gonna have to get my butt like back in gear. I'm gonna have to be like, okay, wake up at this time, or just to start feeling like a normal again, because I just right now I do not feel normal at all.
Well, normally,
and you especially, you guys are always like out and about, and like you and Bo are
I
always
miss
like
planes.
At brunch and everything, like every single day. So I can only imagine.
I miss flying. Like I miss airports. Like the first thing when this is done, I just want to drive to LAX and hang out there.
Like that's like the most dangerous place probably to go away.
Yeah, but like that's what I meant. Like I just want to like walk into the Delta Sky Lounge, you know, maybe have.
Go on a vacation somewhere.
Yeah. You know what?
That would be awesome.
That should be the first thing we do. Our group of friends, we should plan some small vacation that's safe.
Heck yeah.
When we're allowed.
I would love to do that. Just to get away so we could all see each other and like be in a different place.
Yes.
That would be awesome.
I think every single, we need that right now.
Yeah. Big time. That would be like so fun.
So I had Katie and some other Bennett and then some of my other friends on for different podcasts leading up to this. And I'm asking everyone, what has your biggest quarantine fight been with Jax? Because I've had some major ones. I've gone full dark passenger a couple times.
Oh, my God. What would be the biggest one? That's horrible. I'm like, what would be the biggest? Well, I mean, I could tell you the stupidest ones. And I know I've told you this before. Just like noticing like all the little things that Jax does around the house, and like where I can't get away, I notice it 10 times worse.
Yeah, the cabinets.
Cabinets or just anything. Just not putting a lid on something, like the bread being not putting the bread ties back on or the milk, leaving the milk on the counter. And it's like small things like that, but then they start adding up and adding up, and then you just can't help but like be like,
no, Brittany, yes, I have turned, I have turned truly evil. Like, I'll walk into the kitchen after I've just cleaned it and I see cabinets open, I see dirty dishes in the sink, I just see things that could easily be taken care of after I've just cleaned it. And instead of me just being like, dude, Bo, can you please come in here and just fix it, or just be like, oh, you're so annoying, I turn evil. Like, I mean, I'm short with him, I'm like really like biting with my language, and I'm just dismissive. Yes. And I'm like, God, I am truly mean.
Okay. I'm so glad to hear this, because I feel like, I mean, it's very annoying, but it's like to the point where I'm like snappy all the time. Not all the time, but whenever I see something like that, I'm just like, I just like immediately turn red, and I'm like boiling. Yes. I mean, why is it affecting me so bad?
It's so easy to shut a cabinet door. Like, it's so easy to just, when you like eat something, instead of just throwing your bowl and everything in the sink, just rinse it out and put it in the dishwasher.
Zach's like, you're talking about me. I can't hear you because I got my earpods in, but I'm sure he knows what I'm talking about.
But it's, I just don't understand. Like, I feel like we need to like sit down, all of our men, and just be like, y'all, like, do you understand? You could make everyone's lives so much easier. You could make this home a happier place if you just did the bare minimum. It's so easy.
Shut a freaking cabinet. And like, I'll come down for breakfast and say he's already down there, the cereal will still be out with the top and stuff open. The milk is still on the counter. There'll be like three cabinets open. The silverware drawer will be pulled out, and this is all just as soon as I walk down in the morning.
I can't take
I'm like no,
I can't start, and I can't start my day that way, because if it starts that way, there's like no turning back. That means that the day is doomed.
And then if he asks me for something, I'm like, like, don't you ask me for shit.
Wait, does Jax cook anything, or do you cook every day for every meal?
I mean, I don't cook for every meal. Like, we normally buy like easy stuff you can make. Like, we have like a bunch of frozen foods. We're that kind of household.
I don't care. I'm impressed. Every time I look on y'all's Instagram, I'm like, this bitch is making me look so bad right now.
You're starting to cook. I see you're starting to cook.
I tried. I made purple chicken by accident, but I tried.
I normally cook like at least dinner, but I don't really eat breakfast. So we eat like stuff around the house for lunch, and then I like to cook dinner unless we like grill out or something during the day.
Okay, I want to know what you're like, what do you eat for lunch every day? These are the hard-hitting questions that I'm interested okay. in right now.
Let's see. I mean, I order a lot of Postmates. Like today I ordered a Chinese food.
Oh, yum.
So I had like a vegetable lo mein or chow mein, whatever it is. Crab rangoon. That's like one of my favorite foods, like the crab rangoon and egg drop soup.
See, I picture you guys like sitting around at lunchtime with Jax being like, Brittany, where's my sandwich? You know, all I ask is just that you make me a sandwich every once in a while.
No, he doesn't do that anymore because he knows he better not. But he knows he's also very lucky because I do cook a lot now. I cook a lot more than I used to back then. But he'll make me like a bagel and turkey sandwich every now and then with cream cheese.
Oh, that's sweet.
That's like the only thing he makes.
Well, I feel like you guys are actually like one of the only like couples, or at least just as people. I don't know if I feel like you guys are thriving in quarantine because this is like your domain. You guys like are homebodies. You love to like cook and clean. You guys have your pool. You know, like Jax can barbecue. He can mow the lawn. Like, y'all have giant TVs. It's like y'all have nothing to complain about.
We haven't been complaining. I mean, that's something that we've been saying, like whenever we get asked that question, because it is a hard time because you're so annoyed and you want to get out and see your friends and other people, but we already lived together for so long and work together, play together, so it's not like that different.
Yeah.
But just the worst is just not being able to see you guys and see like my family and everything. But we're healthy and we're happy, and that's all that we could hope for right now, I guess.
Do you guys get to go? You guys go in the pool like every day.
Yeah, pretty much. Now that it's warm.
See, that's nice. That is like one of my biggest regrets in buying a house is like, if I would have known I was going to be quarantined, I probably would have been like, I should probably get a house that has a pool so I have an activity every day. I know. I need something. I need
well,
something.
Well, you have that big patio with the thing. That would be perfect.
I know.
Or just come to my house after quarantine's over anytime you want.
God, I really like it. I cannot wait. Like,
I cannot wait either for pool parties again, like on Sundays, Sunday fun days.
Yeah. What shows are you watching right now?
Oh, my gosh. Okay. So I just finished Dead to Me with Christina Applegate. Have you seen that yet?
That's like a year old.
Well, their new season just came out.
Oh.
So I just watched season one and season two together. I never watched season one before. So season two just came out.
I didn't either. Should I watch that?
Yeah, it's good. I mean, I cried a lot because it makes you think like, oh my God, if something happened to Jax, like that kind of thing. Like you will get emotional, but yeah. It's like a dark comedy. It's funny too.
Okay.
So it has good actors in it. I love Christina Applegate. I've always loved her from like The Sweetest Thing and stuff.
I think she's so funny. Yeah.
She's awesome. And she's like a tough bitch in this show. So I love that. But I've watched that. I told you Outlander. You have to watch that.
So we started it.
You did?
I started it.
You like it?
I love it. I'm on the fifth episode.
Okay.
Of season one.
Yeah. I'm not going to tell you much, but it gets better and better and better. And there's like crazy things that happen every single time. And then Merlin, you have to watch that. That's really good.
Yeah. Wait,
I like all this sci-fi stuff.
Are you watching these all on the big TV that Jax got from our house?
Yeah, it's Wait. In our bedroom.
Does it look ridiculous or does it fit?
No. I mean, I can show you if you want.
I kind of want to see. You can just like easily show me.
I mean, it's upstairs. I can show you.
It's okay. You can show me after. Yeah, you can show me. You can show me after. Okay. Well,
whenever I saw the TV, it was huge. And at first, Jax just had it on the floor in front of our like doors.
Yeah.
So I almost took up as wide as our doors. I was like, this is not going to look good. I was like, what do we do? What do we do? And then they came and hung it up and it was way better. Like I thought it was going to be a monster like it was at your house.
It was.
But it's on the whole wall, like across from our bed, if you can remember that. So yeah. It has like a lot of space.
And it's far.
It doesn't look crazy.
And it's far away from your bed.
Yeah. It's farther away because it's like our bed was so far back. Jax was like, we need 100 inch. I was like, not now that we have the 85, but that's what he was saying at first.
Oh my God. 100 inch. Are you kidding me?
I'm like, guys are crazy.
Well, so I asked a lot of my listeners for questions for you to see if anyone had any, and I got a lot. I like this one. I'm going to start off with a fun one. If you could be quarantined with any Disney princess, which one would it be and why?
Oh my gosh, that's so hard.
I don't know, right? You got to think about it. Think about it. Think about it.
Okay.
Well.
I don't know. God, it's hard because like I have so many favorites, but like.
I know who I would choose.
I feel like if I had to choose like right now. Oh my God.
Who
would you choose?
I would choose Belle because she could be like my tutor and teach me all about like the books she reads. It'd give me something to do.
Heck yes. I mean, I love The Little Mermaid, but I can't go into the ocean with her. So
she could hang out with you in your pool. You guys could just swim around and do shots. Actually, I think she's the perfect choice for you.
Swim around and do shots.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll choose her. It was between her and Moana just because Moana's such a little daredevil. And I feel like she would be fun.
She would, but I'm here for you and Ariel just like doing shots, hanging out in the pool. Jax is barbecuing for you guys.
Yes. Yeah, okay. I love that. Okay, Ariel it is.
Ariel. So Karen Kulez asked, what's the biggest misconception about Jax?
That he's always a bad guy because he's not at all. You know, he does stupid things and he makes stupid mistakes, but so does everybody else. So does everybody else on our show. He just makes them, he goes through these like up and down emotional waves, as you know.
Yeah.
He's like a girl on their period sometimes.
Totally. That's exactly what he seems like.
But he's like, it's like mood swings or something. And, you know, it can be very difficult to deal with, but for majority of the time he is not that person. He's fun, he's sweet, he's kind, he treats me good. And I think just people, especially magnified on the show, especially this half of the end of the season. Yeah. You know, people just see that Jack, and they don't realize that, you know, it's not everything. It's not our entire life. It's, well, you know.
A lot of people also ask, they're like, how do you deal with, like, being in the middle? Because you're in the middle in every situation. You're in the middle when it comes to me, Katie, and Kristen. You're in the middle when it comes from, like, Jax and, like, Sandoval and Ariana, or, like, anyone that is, like, fighting with Jax at that time. Like,
yep.
How do you meditate, Brittany? How do you deal with?
It can be hard, like, you know, just – like, for instance, you know, when we do reunions and stuff and everybody's coming after Jax, like, that can be really hard as his wife to deal with. And, you know, like, I can't help but, like, react sometimes to things like that. But whenever, I don't know, I just try to be very honest and very open and, you know, always tell the truth. And especially whenever it comes to Jax, I know that he makes mistakes. So I try to, like, ease things out with everybody else, but to him, I stay my ground and I stay firm, and I'm like, you cannot act this way. You know, I feel like a lot of people think I just let him, like, walk all over, do crazy things, and that I don't care, but really I do care, and it makes me really upset.
No, you're so, a feisty ass bitch.
it can be hard to be in the middle, but I don't know, I don't want to lose friends. I love all of you guys, and I just try to make things work, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't really know how to explain it.
I know. You know what's crazy is that, like, right now we would be gearing up to, like, start filming.
Yeah. We, like, would.
That is so wild to me. That, like, what we'd be, like, getting our outfits together, cleaning our houses to make sure, like, they're ready. Do you know what I mean? Like, getting the lighting put up. And, like, now it's like, oh my God, if we're stuck here for 3 more months, when are we going to film? What are we going to do? Or, like, what's going to happen?
I have no idea. We're just going to – we can't film anything unless we film on Zoom.
Does this mean that – do I have to have Zoom? My birthday party on Zoom? I don't want to do that.
No. I've already done three – I've done 3 Zoom birthday parties, and I've been hammered every single time.
I don't want to do that. Like, honestly, like, I joined Sheena's for, like, a little bit, but I'm like, I just can't have as much fun via a Zoom that I'm like, it's, like, hard for me to pay attention, and I'm just, like, scattered. It just doesn't feel the same, and I can't get a word in. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I feel like I don't want to interrupt people when they're speaking, so I'm just, like, quiet and, like, sit back. I feel like, you know, if we have to have my birthday party during quarantine, I'm just gonna choose, like, how many people are allowed to be around?
6, I think.
So I just have to choose my 4 favorite people to come over
and be like, nobody post, nobody.
Well, if I'm allowed, to have some people over, then it's fine. Yeah. I mean, I feel like it's more relaxed. It's getting more relaxed every day. You know what I mean?
Yeah, because they're starting to open some things, you know, here and there. And especially if you're being smart, washing your hands, not hugging people and, like, kissing people and licking their faces, you're going to be fine.
Well, and I know that all of you guys, all my friends have been quarantined. So it's like, well, if we've all been quarantined on our own, can I please have a birthday party now?
I know.
I mean, that seems only fair.
It's been crazy. The 3 I went on, the first one had like 15 people on it, and we could not talk at all. And I was trying to explain Jackbox TV. Everybody was so, like, drunk and just talking. I was like, shut up. Like, trying to get them to pay attention. It's hard.
Yeah, no. See, honestly, Zoom parties stress me out more than they make me happy. So, like, I'm just going to – no. I'll jump on for 5 minutes and be like, cool, bye. Okay. What was your favorite part about your wedding day? And what's one thing that you would change if you could go back?
Okay. My favorite part was definitely walking down the aisle and seeing Jax for the first time. That was, like, my all-time favorite part. I was so excited for that moment whenever he would see me and I would see him. I love that so much. And then if I could change anything, I would have gotten my bridesmaids' photos out of the way earlier. Because remember, we all got in our dresses and then we started to get ready and go down and take our bridesmaids' photos. And then guests had already arrived. Like, 3 hours early, guests were already there. So then we had to get out of all of our dresses, and then it, like, pushed us back a little bit. So it made the wedding just a little bit late. You know, I walked a little bit later, and then we had to go and then do our photos in between. Yeah. Because I didn't want anybody to see us, and I didn't want to risk seeing Jax. That would be the only thing I would change, probably.
No, I remember that. And actually, because that's something I learned from your wedding. Because when I was planning mine, not that I'm probably not having it this year.
Katie was telling me. I'm so sorry.
It's okay. Even just like hearing that like we have to stay home another 3 months, it's like it's impossible. Yeah. I can't get like my bridesmaids' dresses. I can't.
Yeah.
Like,
you want it to be what you want, you know, it's going to be your perfect day, no matter when it is, no matter what year, whatever, it's going to be your perfect day.
God, at this point, I wouldn't care if they fed us McDonald's at the wedding. Like nothing could piss me off. I would just be like, I just want to actually like have one. I just want to like get to the wedding. But I will say this, when I was planning it, that was one thing that I was like, you know what? One takeaway I got from Brittany's of something not to do. I was like, I want to take my photos before I get married, because
you mean the you and Bo too?
Yeah, because yeah. I know I'll get FOMO like after we get married. I'll be like, I want to have a cocktail and I want to get in there. And I feel like I won't look pretty in any of the photos because I'm just gonna be antsy.
Yeah, well, we were supposed to have our bridesmaids photos done. It was only at that time when we took our photos, it was just supposed to be Jax and I. So that should have been like really quick. But since the people had already started to arrive, we couldn't go down there and take our photos. So then it got pushed back even further. But to each their own. I really just wanted to have that moment where we saw each other, walking down.
I know.
But then you can do the sweet. There's a sweet way how they do like the reveal. Yeah, that's really sweet too. So I mean, whatever way, but definitely getting the pictures, majority of them at least, out of the way is something I would recommend. Because we were there for way longer than we were supposed to be.
Well,
just because it got pushed.
Okay. What do you? Okay. So where do you think you will be, or where would you like to be 1 year from now if you're not quarantined?
I would like to be either pregnant or have a new baby.
Goals.
Like 100%.
We all need to get on that. And now that my wedding might not happen, it's like.
Maybe a baby first.
Just like, who gives a shit? We all have the pregnancy. We all have the pregnancy pack. So maybe we should.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I would so be down for that. But yeah, I've got the ovulation strips. I've got all that stuff. I'm ready to go.
Damn. All right. Good. Do you think that coronavirus is going to put a wrench in beer cheese? Please say no.
I mean, it already is, because it's ready to go, but I'm just pushing it back a little bit because I don't think right now is the best time to come out with a brand new product.
No, it's not. But also we need it.
I know. I was thinking I might like do like some kind of like small release first, just to like give it to certain people and, you know, maybe send it out to a couple people who like, I don't know, who want to try it. I don't know, fans or something. And then actually have like the release. But I mean, it's ready to go. I have the company ready. We have all the stuff ready. I mean, the recipe's ready.
A fun launch party where like you have different stations and like you pair them with different like foods and stuff like that. Like that would be so fun. I would love to party plan the shit out of that.
Oh, hell yeah. I mean, that was something I was hoping to be able to do this season. if we ever get one, or even just after quarantine's over, just to be able to have a launch party and have a release. Because it's finally ready, and I've talked about it for so long, and I know people are like, where's the freaking beer cheese? And all of you guys have gotten to have some because I've been testing it, and like my mamaw sends some and everything else, but everybody keeps asking and probably think that I'm full of shit, but really, ready. It's just bad timing right now.
I know you're not full of shit because I have some in my refrigerator, so that shit is good.
But no matter what, it's coming.
Tiffany L. asked, what could you see yourself doing if you stayed in Kentucky instead of moving to California and being on Vanderpump Rules?
Oh gosh.
Were you going to stay in Kentucky? Or did you always want to move out?
I don't know if I want to move like here, maybe, but I mean, I was living at like right outside of Cincinnati at the time whenever I met Jax. So I was already like 2 hours away from home, not far. Yeah. But I don't know if I would have moved to LA, you know, because I wasn't somebody who was like, ooh, I'm going to be a movie star. Let me move to LA. Like, yeah. That was just not what I thought. But I didn't want to live in like Winchester, where I'm from. Love it, but it's a very small town. And I was kind of like, party girl, needed to get out. I don't know though. So I definitely pray to God. I love Hooters, but I pray I would still be working. And I freaking love Hooters, but I can't do that at that 31-year-old. I was always wanting to go back to school for nursing and like working with pediatrics or special needs children. That was like my goal. Back Brittany, in the day.
That is just so good of you, because I say on a regular basis whenever I'm watching shows that involve like blood or like, because Outlander, she has to like sew him up and all that stuff. And
she's
like,
such a badass.
I literally look at Bo and I'm like, one thing I could never do as a career, I could never work like as a nurse or a doctor or anything involving shit like that. I swear to God, if someone asked me to sew them up, I'd vomit. I would majorly vom all over the place. I just, anyone who chooses that, I don't understand. Like, you have to be a really good person.
I mean, it's definitely really hard. I mean, I have a lot of family members and friends who are nurses, and they have to do a lot. And even the training and stuff, and like, you have to see some things that are really crazy. And that's why like the nurses and doctors right now saving our freaking lives. They're amazing. But
do you really think you could handle that? Do you think you could sew someone up?
I think like after training and stuff, I could. Whenever I was little, my dad, this is kind of gross, but my dad, like if he ever had like a bump on his back or something, he'd probably kill me for telling the story. But he would always let me do it because I would be the only kid who wouldn't be like scared to hurt him, you know, like not like I wanted to hurt him, but like to push hard enough or to get a splinter out or anything like that. Like I was always the one that did it for the family.
Oh my god.
I mean, trust me, if I had to see like little kids, I don't know, it would be hard for sure. I'm glad I'm doing what I'm doing right now.
I'm glad I'm just fucking shit up on Vanderpump Rules. Yeah. And not stitching people up. Not stitching up human flesh. Listen, we're contributing. Really, we're distracting people, Brittany. We're contributing. At least that's what I tell myself. Yeah, that's what I tell myself. Do you think you could ever move back to Kentucky?
Yeah.
Really?
I think I could. I mean, I wouldn't live in Winchester. I would live in like Lexington, like where you guys have been. I would live it like around there. That would be like way down the road once my kids were growing up or something like that. Jax and I honestly see ourselves moving to like Florida or something. We love Florida.
I know. Y'all gonna do be that, love Florida.
We're going to be that couple that's like retires and goes straight to Florida with all the old people.
I feel like you're going to retire to the Bahamas to, what's that hotel that you guys always go to?
Atlantis.
Like, I feel like once your children are grown, y'all are just going to literally permanently be at Atlantis.
Yeah, we'll be like the co 18 and up.
Oh my God. Freaking Florida. Oh,
I'm so glad I'm getting to talk to you. I'm having so much fun.
I know. Okay, so these are some fun questions people asked. If you could splurge like Lisa Vanderpump, what would you buy?
Ooh. Gosh, these should be easy questions, but they're hard. Let's see. I would love to have like land. I would love to have land and like be able to have like horses and stuff like that. Would be awesome. Just okay. It made me feel like home. Kinda.
That's too good. That's too good of an answer, and that's too normal of an answer. I like okay. that answer too much. Take land out of it. I feel like I would choose that too, just to be like,
yeah. And like rescue all kinds of animals.
Yeah, that would be fun. Okay. Something that you can touch. Okay, I know you can touch land, but you know what I'm talking about.
All right. What I get? I mean, I don't know. Why is it so hard? What would you get? Give me ideas.
I would probably splurge on like a big diamond tennis necklace that I could wear all the time.
You know, I went with Lisa, whatever that place is across the street from Sir. I went with her. What's it called? Maxwell or something?
Yeah.
Across from Sir.
Yeah.
And it was like right whenever I was brand new. It was like one of the first time me and Lisa were ever by ourselves. It was not on camera or anything. We were alone. And she takes me over there and she's like trying on all this stuff and like puts this like necklace around me. It was $40,000. And I'm over here working at Star. I got like $200 in my bank account.
Oh, my God. Okay, see, that's what I would splurge on. I want the $40,000 necklace. I'd wear that shit to bed.
Yes. I mean, yeah, maybe something like that, like a jewelry or like a really nice car or something. I don't know. That's hard. Jewelry. We'll say jewelry.
Okay.
Or shoes.
Well, shoes is a good one always. Katrina yeah. H wants to know. She goes, I see Brittany cooking all the time and it looks delicious. What's her favorite thing to make? And can you share the recipe like mildly? Like.
Okay. One of my favorite things to make that Jax like loves and I make it all the time is cream cheese chicken. And I actually learned this recipe from Tom Sandoval's mom.
Oh, really?
So, yeah, you just take chicken breast and you season them with, I mean, I use like cayenne pepper, onion powder, garlic powder, Lowry's seasoning salt. That's like my go-to.
I love Lowry's, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then I cut it open, stuff it with cream cheese, and then I wrap bacon around it, and then I put it in the oven at 375, covered with foil for like 28 minutes. And there you go. You have cream cheese chicken.
Wait, so do you cook the chicken before you put the cream cheese on it? No?
No, you cook the cream cheese inside of it, yeah.
And then, wait, so you how long do you bake it at 375?
Like 28 minutes, 28, 30 minutes, depending on how many chicken breasts you have there. If I have like three, I do it for like 30 minutes. But if you have like more than that, I mean, you have to keep checking.
Wait, that sounds
but normally
really
around,
easy.
Yeah, simple. It's really simple. And pretty much a lot of my favorite things I make is so easy. Like, that's why I love it, because it's quick, easy, you know, like, fun.
I like what I want, like, when this is done, I literally just want to get up and go make that for lunch. That sounds
good. It's so good. Jax loves it. He's always like, are you making cream cheese chicken?
Yeah.
I'm like, sure.
Delish. Where do you get your home decorating ideas? Everything in the house looks so well put together. What are her tips? And this is from Cara B.
Oh, wow. Thanks. I mean, I look at Pinterest a lot.
I will say this, Brittany, your house was done the second you guys moved in. Like, I don't remember ever seeing it not done or with boxes anywhere.
I was very like hard strong, very headstrong on getting this done. I was like, you know, and Jax was too. Jax helped a lot. Like, he did really good with helping me get everything in. I don't know. I just would find things on Pinterest that I like, or just like even just going through different things, like looking at Wayfair, or like I would find things. I'd be like, ooh, that goes good there. That goes good there. I don't really know how, like, very many. I mean, I guess I could figure out some tips. I mean, I always putting like the plants and stuff in like baskets and all that. Like, it's kind of just gives it like the farmhouse feel. And where the house already has like the farmhouse look with like the shiplap and all that stuff, I kind of just went with like farmhouse vibe. And I try to keep everything very white, kind of like Chip and Joanna Gaines. Yeah. Good inspiration. I don't know. Just get my inspiration from that kind of stuff. But I feel like it did come together pretty good.
No, it really did. And it came together so quick, because I will say this, like, as somebody who is trying to make my house cute and furnish it, it actually takes time. Like, I'll order something and I'll be like, that actually doesn't work right there. That actually looks like shit.
Yeah.
Like, I've made a ton of mistakes and it's like it takes so much longer than I thought.
Girl, we had our patio furniture right now that we finally love is our third patio set.
So where do you put the old furniture?
We gave it to our housemaid that comes like once a month. We gave it to her because, I mean, we didn't have anything to do with it. We were like, do you want this? And she's like, yeah, she's so sweet. So, the first time we ordered like all wicker and like it was just pushing apart. What are you doing? But anyways, all the patio furniture, when you sat down, would just like go straight apart. It just did not fit. I was trying to, the staging company had like kind of like the same looking furniture out there, and I tried to copy that, and I was like, okay, this is not good. Yeah. So then we luckily found a place in Malibu called Malibu Oasis, and I found like one of a kind pieces there. I found that big shelf that's in my bedroom, It's like a huge, like, it's like really, really tall.
The like armoire.
Yeah, armoire. I found that there. That's a one of a kind piece from India. I found all of our patio furniture there.
I found those pieces.
I found those pieces.
We were together and I picked them out, weirdo. But anyways, it does, my point is, he found the store, so he thinks he found everything. But it is an awesome store. But the point is that it does take you a while, because even though we did have stuff right away, we didn't keep that stuff. Like, we've switched things out, even if everybody hasn't noticed, we've switched things out like 100 times. Okay. Whether it's pillows, pictures, things like that. Like, it's like kind of sucks if you waste your money. But at the same time, you got to make it how you like it and how you feel good. Okay. And now the stuff out there is like actually good, you know?
Yeah. Wait, I need to see your outside. I haven't seen that yet. I think I saw a photo that Lala posted. Did you get something framed outside?
Yeah, I just hung that. We just hung that like 2 weeks ago.
That is so, such a chic photo. I was like, where the fuck did she find that? I want that.
So there's a company that does framing. They've done a bunch of our stuff that we have like in the office.
Are these
they
the ones?
Jax's jerseys.
Wait, do they sign off on the art for Vanderpump Rules? Will you send
me? Yes, they sign off.
Send me this right when you get off from this. Text me this art, these people, because I'm trying to find art that like is willing to be filmed.
Yeah, I will. And she's like right down the road from our house, so she's not far at all. I went there.
I want to explain real fast, just because I don't think like people listening might understand, like, so like a lot, like, in, if they're going to film Vanderpump Rules or any show in our homes, every single photograph or painting or piece of art, the artist has to sign a release that says that they're allowed to show it on TV. And that is so hard to find artists,
it's
or
so
even like
hard.
A lot of the artists are passed away. Like, you can't, you, it's very hard to find artwork to put on your walls that you can show on camera. So anytime we like find someone, it's like, oh my God, please send. So like, yeah,
we
I
just
wanted
share
to explain
the wealth.
That. Yeah.
And like this, this big horse painting that I got here, this company Renwheel sent it to me, and they sent me like a bunch of different ones, and they cleared everything immediately. And then the stuff I didn't use, like I gave Ariana one, I gave Kristen one. This is before you bought your house. Like, we had all just bought brand new houses. So they were all able to like clear theirs too. So it's like, ooh, well, you know, if we find somebody like that, we have to be like, go here.
Yes. Like, after this, I'm going to text you immediately and be like, don't forget.
Yes.
That's
well, we
awesome.
We went in looking for, you know, like those Palm Springs photos of like the girls in the 60s.
Yeah.
And they're like cute bathing suits. So that's what our goal was, to get blown up and framed when we went in there. Well, then I saw that black and white. It's like all black and white, just like our backyard is.
Yeah.
So I ended up picking that picture and
it's
got that
perfect.
Framed instead.
It's perfect. It's so cute. You should put that on your Instagram. You need to take
a cute
artsy photo of that and put it on your Instagram. That's like, it's inspiration.
Yeah, thanks. I mean, I love doing this stuff. So I redecorate like my upstairs patio deck like for every single season. It's like all the way different. I change all the pillows. Like, I freaking love decorating. It's one of my favorite hobbies for sure.
No. Oh, I can't wait where we can decorate for Christmas. This is the first time I can decorate for Christmas.
I know. Really, it's exciting. So fun. It's so fun. Oh, like, I had, how many trees? That 4 trees this year? I like overdid it.
You had 4 trees?
Yeah.
Oh my God, that's so bougie. That's so, you're like a Kardashian.
I'm nowhere near like a Kardashian, but I will try my damnedest to decorate the hell out of this place. And it will be like the Grinch stole Christmas. If I can make Whoville in here, I would.
You can. Listen, if we're quarantined, we're going to have a lot of time on our hands. You can do it. You can do it all up. Okay. I have 2 more good questions for you. This one's going to be tough for you. I know.
Okay.
What is or who is your favorite Friends character and why?
Oh my God. Okay.
You can only pick one. If you could sit down and have dinner with one, or be best friends with one and the rest of them die, who would it be?
Okay. This is going to pain me to have to just say one, because I love them all. But if I had to choose just one that I would hang out with or just be able to chill with, whatever, it would be Phoebe. I think she is the most fun, the weirdest, the funniest. I think she is the nicest, and I think we would get along really good.
It is a tough question, and I'm sorry that I asked it, but in all fairness, it was Destiny M who asked it, so you can
blame it's okay. I mean, I like her. I love them all, but it's tough between her and Rachel or Monica. I don't know. Or Joey. I don't know.
I know. I think I would choose Rachel.
Yeah.
She's a little bitchy, so I like it. We can sit and like shop online and like, yeah, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Rachel for sure for you. I mean, she's one of my one or two. I love Monica too, because Monica is so much like me. She loves hosting and having people over. She loves cleaning. She likes cooking.
Yeah, but like maybe she's too similar. Maybe she's True. Too similar. You guys would just like, you wouldn't like each other because you're too similar. You know what I mean?
True. That's why Phoebe's like perfect.
Yeah. Okay.
And she's so sweet, Phoebe.
And last question is, what is your Taco Bell order?
Oh, number 7, chicken quesadilla, soft shell taco, no lettuce, with a Mountain Dew. Extra quesadilla sauce on the side, hot and mild mix for my sauces.
Okay. Shit. That was so easy. Normally, I'm like, when someone asks me this, I'm like, I just order like one of everything, and then I take a bite of like one bite out of everything that I order. You know what I mean?
I've gotten the same thing since high school. Like, I have always gotten a number. That's why I know it's a number 7 chicken quesadilla combo, because I literally have not changed since high school. And then sometimes I get cheesy fiesta potatoes.
Wait, hold on. You're never tempted to get like Doritos tacos or anything like
oh,
that?
Oh, yeah. Every now and then I'll throw in extra stuff just to like take a bite. But I just love the quesadilla, and I get extra sauce on the side and dip it in there.
Wait, so I just realized that I haven't had Taco Bell once this whole quarantine.
Oh, really? I've had it. I had it last week. I had it not after the reunion. Just like, actually, yeah. After like 2 days reunion. After the reunion.
I need to go order Taco Bell. Oh, my God.
I've had Taco Bell. I've had Hooters. We've had everything.
I know. You guys have Hooters. I love watching you guys get Hooters. Like, that's the content on Instagram I crave.
Yeah, we love it.
Well, Brittany, thank you so much for doing podcast with me. I miss you so much.
I miss you. I had fun.
If you feel like coming over anytime.
Hey.
I'm here. We can social distance the fuck out of it, okay?
Let's do it. I love you.
All right, love you too. Bye.
Bye, Nikki.